there. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. I'm here with Eric Heckman. We welcome you to Wealth Creator Radio. Today, you're going to get straightforward advice on how to plan for a secure and comfortable retirement. Before we get started, I'm going to give you a telephone number. You can call Eric and you can set up a no-cost, no-obligation strategy session with him. The number is 408-297-9800. Again, 408-297-9800. Today, we're going to be talking about something that really everybody can relate to, and that's mistakes. I mean, I think it's safe to say we've all made them, right? And as we approach retirement, it's really only natural to start thinking about the financial mistakes that we've made. Some of us are even concerned that we might never be able to afford to retire. I know, Eric, this is something that you hear every day, don't you?
Oh, you bet, Luann. You know, one of the main mistakes that people make is really just lack of planning. I mean, that's the biggest one by far. And, you know, we're all busy. We all have stuff to do, right? So we don't want to take the time to sit down and actually do that plan and start that, you know, that process. So, you know, really what it's important today is be proactive with retirement. And what that really means is stop procrastinating. So what you need to do is take some time out, you know, stop planning for that vacation or other fun stuff and plan for the rest of your life first. Then it's easier to plan for all that fun stuff, because once you get it all set up, you're going to have a lot more time for fun stuff if you do it the right way. So, you know, on the show today, we're going to talk about some of the main mistakes that people make and how to avoid them in retirement.
So, Eric, let's go ahead and just jump right into it. You know, of these handful of mistakes that, you know, that we're talking about, which one do you think is the biggest?
Well, like I said, the biggest one's really the time, you know, lack of time put into doing the plan. And, you know, that's lots of different things that can work into. So it's, you know, just the transition from working life to retired life can be one of the things that people don't really, you know, fully think about. They just say, hey, I want to get there. Well, what is there, you know, once you get there? So sometimes that's part of the problem. And, you know, then also everybody today pretty much has a 401k or some sort of, you know, retirement plan at work. And they're trying to make sure that they put that money in those plans. But, you know, the addition of target date funds and all these auto allocation, they should be able to help you put your financial accounts on autopilot. But really what happens is people are missing a lot of these things, and a lot of times they're actually not right for them. So yeah, that's one of the things where you want to look at and see, okay, is this the right way for me to be acting, and you know, is this the best way for me to be investing my funds? So really what you got to do is stop being on autopilot and kind of take the wheel, I guess, and, you know, and make sure you're actually driving yourself. So, yeah, that's one of the things we do here at Heckman Financial, is we actually help people get a plan in place. We help them look at where they're at today, where they want to go. And then we just say, okay, hey, here's some changes you can make. Here's how your income's going to grow for the rest of your life. This is how much you can spend. You know, this is where your assets should be. And once you get those information, get that data, then you know how to make decisions, and then you know if you're on track, and you know how to right that ship if you need to. So, you know, what you got to do is have that blueprint to worry less wealth. That's what we designed here at Heckman Financial. Is we designed not only an income plan, which is the biggest thing, but also investments, tax, legacy, and healthcare options. Wrap that all up into one big plan. So, you know, if that's something you want to do, there's no cost, no obligation. All you have to do is pick up the phone, call or text 408-297-9800. Again, call or text 408-297-9800. And you can find us anytime at wealthcreator.com.
Eric Heckman is in his 25th year here at Heckman Financial. He's founder and president there, where they focus on lifetime income, alternative investments, and also creating your blueprint to worryless wealth. So do give him a call. Again, the number 408-297-9800. Check out their website as well. Their website is wealthcreator.com. So, Eric, if not investing time into the planning process is, you know, one of the most common mistakes, what's the best way to avoid this? You know, obviously we have to stop procrastinating, like you said, but, you know, retirement planning can be overwhelming when we all kind of agree there's so many things out there to take into consideration. So what would be the easiest way to get started?
Well, it really starts with knowing what your financial health is. So, you know, where are you at today, right? So you may be on your, you know, trying to fly across country and, you know, or say drive across country, because probably most of us aren't pilots, but say you're driving across country and, you know, you're on the interstate, but is it heading, you know, east or west, or is it heading north, south? You know, Where are you right now, and you know, how much are you spending? You know, what's your monthly income that you'll need to be in retirement? You know, these kind of basic stuff, kind of like what's the best interstate to take, is the first thing what you got to do is know where you're at and know where you're headed.
All right. So knowing your overall financial health, basically. So what would be the role of a financial professional in determining our financial health?
Well, really what happens is what we do with when we meet with people, we're really first of all finding out where they're at right now. So, you know, we can help calculate their, you know, where their money's at and analyze, you know, how's it going in and out? Where's that burn rate, you know, for like what we use for companies? You know, how much do you need to spend in retirement to get by and have a fun retirement? And then look at things like, you know, if we need to have a budget or if we need to at least figure out how much you're spending and know where you're going to be needing to have that money coming in. And what's the best way to get that cash flow in retirement? So that's kind of the main things that you need to do first.
How can a financial professional help you create a financial plan? Why don't you go into that for us?
Yeah, well, so basically with looking at these things, you know, any financial advisor should be able to first and all sit down, find out where you're at. You know, they should not be selling anything at the first meeting. If they're trying to get you to buy or do something in that first meeting, you know, they're a salesperson. They're not an advisor, so get out of there quickly. And so, yes. And so one of the things you want to do is, you know, first of all, they should be finding out where you're at, what your goals are, you know, really then develop a comprehensive income plan. So most financial advisors I find are very big about doing an investment allocation plan, but that has nothing to do with anything in a way, because if you don't have if you don't have any retirement income, okay, your investments can be done better or done differently, but you need income. So that's the first thing, is how are you going to have that income plan? So that's the first thing they should be building for you. You know, that is the big thing, is you want to be having somebody who's on your side, that somebody you're hiring for you and not working for somebody else. So, you know, if you want to set up a plan to worry less wealth, that blueprint to worry less wealth for yourself, that income for life, that income plan is just first and foremost. And then you go into investment planning. Then you see, how does taxes affect everything? I mean, we've been doing some tax talks, and it's amazing how much people don't understand about taxes, how they can affect your retirement. I mean, you can sometimes make $80,000 or $90,000, still not have much tax on your Social Security if you structure things correctly. Again, income, investment, and tax plan all into one. And that's what we call the blueprint to worry less wealth. If that's something you'd like to take advantage of, all you have to have is $250,000 saved for retirement, and we'll do this plan for no cost, no obligation, no pressure or anything like that. So all you do is pick up the phone, give us a call, 408-297-9800. Again, you can call or even text 408-297-9800. 408-297-9800, or find us online at wealthcreator.com.
I've never felt better about our prospects for retirement. In one day, Heckman Financial taught us more about our retirement accounts than I ever believed possible. It feels great. After working with us to clarify our individual goals, they built a custom investment strategy for us that laid a smooth path to retirement. Their team of financial experts looked at every angle, legal, tax, investment, accounting, insurance. Then they used a tool called the Riskalyzer to develop a risk tolerance number for us, kind of like a speed limit. When they finished, we understood exactly how to reach our retirement goals. Eric Heckman showed us what we need to do to retire comfortably. Their blueprint to worry less wealth process put everything on one single page. My wife loved that. See what the team at Heckman Financial can do for you. 408-297-9800. Call or text 408-297-9800 or visit wealthcreator.com.
Welcome back to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. Eric is president of Heckman Financial, and their mission is to get you to and through a worryless wealth retirement. And their strategies are going to help you in minimizing fees and lowering your tax costs. So call or text them today. You can get that portfolio stress test absolutely free when you call 408-297-9800. If you want Eric to be your financial hero, call or text him at 408-297-9800. Today, we're talking about the biggest retirement planning mistakes that the average pre-retiree makes. If the first one, Eric, is failing to spend adequate time and attention to planning your retirement, what's the next one?
Well, the next one's actually what happens after somebody just starts retiring. And it happens a lot. What they do is when they first enter retirement, they're really focused on the rate of return on their assets. And you know what happens is we spend a lifetime working and saving for that retirement. And most of us don't really have any other goal than to make the money grow. People don't really think about switching to distribution and how that changes. Because so what we're really trying to do is, you know, most of our life is we're just trying to make that nest egg bigger and bigger, right? Get that big old pile of money, hopefully, and then go to retire. But then what happens is all of a sudden now, you know, you don't have that every 2 weeks or once a month or whatever it is, you know, paycheck. Now you got to have, you know, usually lots of checks. I mean, there may be Social Security. Lots of times people nowadays aren't retiring without turning on the Social Security right away. So that may be even later. But then how are you going to get, you know, that paycheck to start coming in every week or every 2 weeks or like you're used to? So, you know, having that income, having that liquidity to plan for expenses, all those things, you know, that's really what we need. You know, people need to start thinking about is switching from that accumulation mode to that distribution mode, and it's a big change.
Absolutely. Well, Eric, can you talk about how things do change once we enter retirement?
Well, you know, the importance of rate of return, it's really all of a sudden not the biggest factor. And so that's a tough one for people to really understand is if things are, you know, say you've got, you know, like last year, the market did great and, you know, maybe your account went up 10 or 20%. Well, that's wonderful. Well, how much income did that pay you? Well, if you're not retired, probably nothing. And maybe you got a little bit of dividends or capital gains distributed in December. But really what we need to do is not just have the money grow, but we need to have it, like I said, pay out. We need to have some stuff, you know, coming in every single month. And, you know, and so that's one of the things that people need to start doing is not think about that just only rate of return, but also what's the return of your money? You know, how much money are you coming out? And so, you know, that's one of the things we've been doing, you know, with a lot of our clients is really sitting down with them and saying, okay, you know, like one of my clients, David, he's about to retire here. And he likes to call it like he's walking off the cliff like Wile E. Coyote in the, you know, Roadrunner, you know, Bugs Bunny, you know, commercial, you know, I mean, cartoon days. And, you know, it just feels kind of scary, like you're about to drop out. And so that's one of the things that we're able to help them do is figure out, okay, how much are we going to need every single month? And where is those assets going to come from? How do we change some of these allocations to get more distribution, get more money coming out? And so that's what we can do for you. We can sit down and really look at where you're at today, see how that money's growing, and then figure out how do we get this plan? How do we get this money coming out for the rest of your life? And that's what we call the blueprint to worry less wealth. If that's something you want to take advantage of, again, no cost, no obligation for the first 10 callers today. And we've got people standing by to answer your phone. So all you have to do is call or text 408-297-9800. Again, call or text 408-297-9800. And this is one way to get that blueprint to worry less wealth and get you on track for retirement. So again, call or text 408-297-9800 or find us online at wealthcreator.com.
So, Eric, what happens then to those who err on the side of caution and find themselves in a position where they're too conservative with their investments, unlike what you just talked about?
You know, I always tell people there's no right or wrong answer to being, you know, what your risk level wants to be or what, you know, how you want to be invested. It's just having the reality of knowing, you know, what's the rate of returns of those, you know, consequences. So, you know, if you got plenty of money, you can be maybe super conservative and still do okay. But, you know, the problem is if you're super conservative and you don't have that much, you may have to keep working for a lot longer because, you know, the money's going to go out and it's just going to disappear. So, you know, lots of times people are leaving money in the banks and, you know, that's just horrible. I mean, you know, yeah, you want to have some safety. You want to have some liquidity. You know, have that 6 months of expenses in the bank. But anything beyond that, oh my gosh, banks are just horrible places to be. You know, there's still places that where you have your money, you know, guaranteed safe by insurance companies and things like that, where, you know, you still have that principal guarantee, but now you're earning, you know, hopefully more like 3 to 6%, not, you know, maybe 1%. And, you know, so that's one of the things, is it's really people losing money safely. You know, they think that they're, you know, that they're safe, but they're actually losing, you know, the purchasing power. They're actually going backward in time, kind of, and, you know, those dollars are shrinking instead of growing, and at a time when, you know, you do need to still have that money growing, or at least putting off enough income to live on. And if you're getting 1 or 2% at the bank, and, you know, you're trying to withdraw 4 or 5% of your assets every year, that's just not going to work. I mean, that's just going to be, you know, someplace, somewhere down the road, things are not going to look pretty, and you're going to run out of money.
Now, Eric, what's the best way to invest for retirement income? You know, how do you help your clients find that right balance between safety and risk?
Well, so, you know, again, what you want to do is do that risk tolerance, you know, figure out what risk level do you want to have. And it's really not about risk. It's more about volatility. And so volatility is now the biggest thing, because we know how to measure risk, but the ups and downs, you know, I still have, like to talk about this one client that on, you know, March 9th of 2009, he jumped out of the stock market. He said, "I'm just done. I can't handle it anymore." And that happened to be the lowest day of the market that week. And, you know, if he just stayed in 3 months later, his money would have been up 20%. I mean, just in 3 months. And, you know, he was also younger too. He, you know, he was in his 30s. He didn't need the money for his retirement money. So he couldn't even touch it for a couple more decades. But, you know, that's what happens sometimes, is people just, you know, they overreact in terms of, you know, what level of risk they can handle, or what level really of volatility they can handle. And so one of the tools we have is actually, if you go to wealthcreator.com, right at the top corner of wealthcreator.com, you'll see a little risk analysis, and it says, "What's your risk score?" And it's a real quick test that you can do to, you know, a couple of clicks, and it'll tell you roughly, you know, in terms of a numerical number of, you know, what level of risk can you have from 1 to 100, and what would be appropriate for you. So, you know, that's one of the things that, you know, then we use that tool to then say, okay, how should your money be allocated? And one of the things that we've been doing for the last, well, now more than a decade, probably, I guess, going on 13 years now, is we haven't been using bonds. Very rarely do any of my clients have any money in bonds. We'll either use alternative investments or guaranteed investments, lifetime income type investments, for that safer risk position. So instead of bonds, we use either alternative investments that are paying good income, or we'll use guaranteed investments that either have good accumulation or often lifetime income. And so instead of using bonds, which have been doing horrible for the last several years, and, you know, with interest rates going up, now they're just going to go down in value. You know, this is one of those places where, you know, if by removing that portion and having some of that money being truly safe, and having some of that money be really high income in terms of what it's paying out, then that allows the other money to be actually all invested in the stocks correctly, but still without taking too much risk. So, you know, that's one of these analysis that when we sit down with people, we can actually go through, we can look at how you're allocated today, where that money's coming from, and what's the best plan. So we'll do this 5-point plan, this blueprint to worry less wealth, where we look at your income plan, investment, tax plan, healthcare, and legacy. Look at all that together, and we come up with a plan that's just right for you. So if that's something you would like to do and take advantage of, all you have to do is call or text 408-297-9800. Again, call or text 408-297-9800. No cost, no obligation. We'll do this planning for you, and then you'll at least know where you're at, and then you have the choice to decide, do you want to implement it with us or do it on your own? Again, call or text 408-297-9800, or find us online at wealthcreator.com.
Take control of your financial future. Certified financial planner Eric Heckman invites you to his Third Thursday's Lunch and Learn workshops. These monthly educational workshops will help you learn proven strategies to maximize your retirement income and reduce your financial risk. Eric will also answer questions on Social Security, how to survive in a low interest rate environment, year-end tax planning, and more. Join Heckman Financial and Insurance Services for his Third Thursday's Lunch and Learn workshop at noon on the third Thursday of every month. A light lunch and parking will be provided. Reservations are required, so call today, 408-297-9800. That's 408-297-9800. For more information, go to wealthcreator.com and click on upcoming events. That's wealthcreator.com. Seats go fast, so call now, 408-297-9800.
Welcome back. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. I'm here with Eric Heckman, and he's president of Heckman Financial. You're listening to Wealth Creator Radio. And you know, Eric is also an author. He wrote the book Worryless Wealth, and he wrote it to open our eyes to all the financial products that are available out there. And in that book, he talks about different ways to get advice, and he helps us see any warning signs in our own financial planning before trouble even begins. He teaches us to discover how we can worry less, and he actually does that on this show every single week. If you have any questions, or if you want to create that blueprint to worryless wealth with Eric, it's absolutely free. He's offering that to you today. So give him a call at 408-297-9800. Again, 408-297-9800. We're talking about avoiding retirement planning mistakes. So far, we've talked about the need to devote thoughtful time and consideration to retirement matters, moving the focus away from that rate of return on assets. We've talked about investing too aggressively or too conservatively. What's next on the list of our mistakes, Eric?
Well, the next one's a big one, and it's fees. And really what the fees are talking about is, you know, not really understanding what you're paying and anything for what you're paying. You know, is that advice worth it or not? Or are you getting any benefit at all? Because a lot of times I've seen people paying fees and, you know, they're not getting any advice. So these little fees, I mean, just, you know, 0.5%, 1% could really drive up to be thousands, tens of thousands, or even hundreds of thousands over your lifetime. So, yeah, that's one of the things that lots of times people just don't really look at. So one of the things that we do when we first work with a client is we do that fee calculation. We look at how much they're paying and where these fees are going. And, you know, that can be a big one, because lots of times people, you know, just don't even know. I mean, I've had a client recently where she said her brother helped her pick these funds, and they were actually loaded funds, and but she didn't even have an advisor, so she was paying basically an advisory fee without an advisor on the account, and so again, it was one of those things where if you just don't know what the ways these things are structured, or the names and the little codes that they use on a lot of these things, you know, then you just don't know what you're paying for them, and they're legally disclosed, but legally invisible. So that's hard for you to figure it out.
Okay. So Eric, could you give us a couple of examples of these fees you're talking about and maybe some ways that we could try to reduce them?
Well, so the biggest one's probably mutual funds. So like I was saying, this one client, she had a C-class share. So anytime you see the letters A, B, or C, that means you're dealing typically with a commission broker. Although the weird part in her case was she didn't have a broker. Her brother just recommended the fund, which I'm guessing he may have had in his portfolio from a broker or something. But, you know, so that case, it went to the house, kind of. It went to the company she was working for. He was getting the money without even paying anybody individually. But anytime you see the letter A, that means you're usually paying a front-end loaded fee. You know, often, you know, that's usually about 5%. So every time you put $100 in, you only get 95 invested. That means you got to make 6% to get back to that 5% you lost. You know, then there's some of that B, which is kind of like a back-end sales charge, or C, where it's an ongoing higher expense charge. You know, all mutual funds, every single mutual fund on the planet has a fee. Even no-load funds, a lot of times people say, oh, I have a no-load fund, mine don't have fees. No. That means that there's no fee to get in or out. What you really care about is what's the ongoing fee. Is that a 0.5% or is that 2%? And obviously that can make a big difference. Probably the Yeah, so probably the worst one though is the variable annuity by far. I mean, almost anytime you hear any of the bad press about annuities, it's almost always exclusively about variable annuities. And you know what they are is they're a product that has some guarantees, but it goes into the stock market. So one thing we all hate about the stock market is it's not guaranteed. So you can see the allure of these is you know, somebody, some salesperson says, hey, you know, look at this. We'll give you some sort of death benefit guarantee, and we'll make sure if you die, then you know your family at least get what you started with if the market's down at that point. So okay, how does that help you retire?
You know, it doesn't right, that only helps help your you. Family when you're gone.
Yeah, so that's one big problem. But that fee typically is what they call M&E, mortality and expense. And what that is, that's usually about a 1% fee. Then, of course, you have mutual funds inside there. Well, these are not going to be the cheaper mutual funds. These mutual fund companies typically will pay that insurance company to be inside that account. And so they're going to have higher expenses because they're paying them a fee to just to be on the list. And so that's typically maybe 1 to 1.5%. And then people add all these little guarantees, like you can, you know, have it maybe an income for life, which sounds great. But the problem is I've got a client who bought an annuity back in 2014, and we called up the company. It's a very big company that likes to talk about rocks. You know, we called up and added up all the fees, and it was 3.8% that she's paying every single year. Well, this is on $800,000, 3.8%. Now, on her statement, what shows up? Almost none of that. The income fee is the only thing that shows up. So of that 3.8, about, I think it was 1%, was showing on her statement. The other ones are all legally disclosed, but also legally invisible. And so that's the big problem.
I don't think that should be legal. That's misleading.
Oh yeah, no, and that's why people still have money in these, because they don't see what it looks like every single time. Well, the worst part is it costs her 6% to get out of that. So she either has to pay 3.8% or pay 6% to leave. And so, you know, it's really a tough situation. However, then you look at the guarantee, the income guarantee, and the income guarantee for her was $39,000. Well, we looked at actually truly guaranteed products, and even after her paying that fee to get out of there, she could have a $45,000 for life, and she wants to turn this money on next year because she's 70 and a half, and she needs to take money out of her IRA anyways. And so, you know, so she's going to have to pay this fee, and now we're going to go get a lot larger income guarantee. Had she done this better with a better product years ago, I mean, she probably could have even had another $5,000 for the rest of her life. But at least now we're able to get her $45,000 versus $39,000. And you know, and we're going to get away from all these fees and costs and stuff. So, you know, and the new product is going to be only 0.9% in terms of fees. So a lot lower. And so she's getting more income, more guarantees, and less fees. And so, you know, that's one of the things you have to look at is how's your broker paid? How are they getting compensated? And, you know, that's what you want to do is sit down with somebody, and like I did with her, is, you know, looked at, you know, is this the best product for you? Is this the best tool that you need? You know, what is your goal? What's your dream? What are you trying to do with this money? And, you know, obviously with her being 70 and a half, she needs to start taking that money out. She's required by law for IRAs to do that. So, you know, that's how we were able to at least increase that income and have that income plan for life for her and figure out how's the best to also, you know, invest that money. What's the tax ramifications? You know, because obviously this is required minimum distribution money, so it's going to cause a lot more taxes also on her. And then she also wants to leave some money to her kids and grandkids. So, you know, we're also looking at, you know, legacy planning. What's the best way to do that along with that tax and investment plan? And make sure they have also money for healthcare. So those 5 points are the things that you need to have in everybody's plan: that income, that investment, tax, healthcare, and legacy planning. So that's what we call the blueprint to worry less wealth. We built it for them and got her a lot more money. It's something we can build for you and help you out. So all you have to do is pick up the phone, call or text if you've saved at least $250,000 for retirement, and we'll do this no cost, no obligation. Again, all you do is call or text 408-297-9800. Again, call or text 408-297-9800 or find us online at wealthcreator.com.
Apart from the turmoil, above it all, people just want to know their assets are protected from market losses, positioned beyond the reach of the next Brexit or the wrong candidate winning the next election. Call Eric Heckman for your personalized blueprint to worry less wealth. Independent advice, proprietary approaches. Eric can help you stay on the path toward an independent retirement. If protection is important to you, get your own blueprint to worry less wealth. Just call or text 408-297-9800. That's 408-297-9800. Don't be caught up in the roller coaster of global events. Be independent with Heckman Financial. Call or text 408-297-9800. Or you can always visit wealthcreator.com. That's wealthcreator.com.
And we're back. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer, and I'm talking today with the founder of Heckman Financial. That's Eric Heckman. And Eric will give you solid, independent, personalized financial advice. In fact, just like he does every single weekend on our show, he's a well-known speaker and author as well, and he can provide you with some advice to get you to and through retirement with worry-less wealth. So call or text him right now. You can create that blueprint to worry-less wealth. All you have to do is call. He would love to sit down with you. That number is 408-297-9800. Again, 408-297-9800. And today we're talking about retirement planning mistakes that we should try to avoid. I want to ask you this, Eric. Should we follow some type of a rule of thumb as we plan for, you know, withdrawal needs in our retirement?
Well, you know, there's a popular one out there, that's the 4% rule. And again, like what we were just saying in the previous segment there, we were talking about the fact that, you know, when you've got 7 days a weekend basically in retirement versus two, you're going to spend more money, especially early on. So a lot of times they also hear this thing of you only need 70% of your pre-tax income to or pre-retirement income, I should say, to retire on. And again, that's totally bogus, because, you know, when you have all this big bucket list, you know, you want to do that, you know, maybe it's a European river cruise or Machu Picchu or the African safari, all these fun things. Yeah, you're probably not going to do them 5 or 6 times, but you're going to try to get a lot of those done and do those, and they cost money. And so what happens is I find a lot of people, you know, they'll spend sometimes 150% of their pre-retirement income for the first maybe 5 years to 10 years. And then after that, they kind of calm down because they've done all those fun stuff. I mean, maybe it's just buying the RV and driving all over. But again, you know, if you're that RV costs a lot of money, that gas costs a lot of money. So, you know, that's one of those things which we really don't want to be looking at just some rule of thumb. You really want to have a real plan to say, okay, this is how I'm going to make my money. This is how I'm going to, you know, make sure I have enough income and make sure that money lasts for the rest of my lifetime, and not shoot myself in the foot by spending way too much too early.
Eric, how do we know whether or not we've saved enough to retire comfortably?
There's lots of different numbers and things that people like to say. And really, again, it goes down to, you know, what kind of retirement do you want to have? I mean, I've got one person I met with where she thinks $2,000, $2,500 is enough to live on because she's paid off her house. She likes to garden, doesn't like to travel, likes to hang out with friends, grows a lot of her own food. So, you know, she can get by with very little and she's happy and content doing that. You know, there's other people who can't, you know, somehow survive on only $10,000 a month in retirement. So, you know, again, it depends on how much you've saved, obviously. So, you know, that's going to dictate some of that. But, you know, what is that number? And, you know, it's, a lot of times it's what's the withdrawal rate? So, you know, a lot of times people say, you know, okay, well, if I got $1 million, I could probably withdraw $40,000. Well, you know, if you have it better allocated, if you've do some other things like what we do with our clients, you know, a lot of times you may be able to get 50, 60,000 pretty conservatively off of that, or even 70 sometimes, depending on your age at retirement. So, you know, really what you want to do is, it's again, not about the nest egg size necessarily. It's how much income can you get off that? Because that's all that matters in retirement is income, not value. So if you're getting a lot of income, then, you know, then you're doing fine. And if, as long as that's meeting what you need. So that's probably the thing to be looking for is, you know, looking at your assets and how much income's coming off of them, or how much can you get.
Eric, what would you say then is the last mistake that we make?
Well, again, it's of course where we started off, which was really just not planning. I mean, people just live life, and you know, as things come at them, they react. But you know, that's why they end up with this hodgepodge of things, or that's why they get talked into variable annuities and pay all these fees, because they never really had a plan. They never really looked at where their assets are going, and you know, does this make sense for me? Yeah, so a lot of times people just, you know, they it's just kind of like going at the store. Why do they have all the candy and all those goodies at the checkout counter, right? Because they want to tempt you to throw some more stuff in your basket. Well, a lot of times people do that with their own financial plan. They don't have a real plan, so what they do is they grab this and that, and they hope it all kind of works out. But, you know, it's kind of like just grabbing a bunch of building materials and trying to build that dream house. I mean, you know, you got to have it done right, and you got to have the stuff in the right order, or else it's not going to be functional, or not even going to stay up in a, you know, the first wind or something. So, you know, so that's one of the things that you want to look at is you know, really having that plan and sitting down and taking that time to have that plan. And again, you know, that's always the big part that we try to teach people about, is getting that income, getting that investment, tax, healthcare, and legacy all in one big plan. That's that blueprint to worry less wealth. That's how we, having that blueprint tells us where to go, tells us where, how much money we need to have, tells us when you can retire, when, what it'll be like. And, you know, once you have that blueprint, you know, you can build and create that dream retirement that you want. So again, if you want that for yourself, all you have to do is pick up the phone, call or text 408-297-9800. Again, call or text 408-297-9800. It's no cost, no obligation for the first 10 callers today. 408-297-9800. Or you can find us online at wealthcreator.com.
So what should a person look for when they're trying to find a financial professional to help them develop a plan?
Well, you know, there's a couple of things. Obviously, one is, you know, you want to check them out. So, you know, what is their licensing? You know, are they certified financial planner? You know, do they have actually any, you know, real education, or do they only have licenses? And, you know, and regardless, even out of those licenses, are there complaints? Are there issues? You know, are there bankruptcies or other issues they've had? You know, and one of the things we have on wealthcreator.com, we actually have a list of all the things that you should check out every financial advisor with. And a lot of things, like, you know, obviously, you know, checking their license stuff, but checking out, you know, did they write a book? You know, do they have radio show or TV show? Do they do other educational types of things? You know, so that's one of the things you want to look for, is, you know, obviously their designations, and then how are they getting paid? You know, there's some people that are only commission only. Well, you know, that means they got to sell you something to get any money. So, you know, at some point there's going to be the big push to, you know, get you to buy, right? And then, you know, then there's the other ones who like to think that they're, you know, very fancy, they're fee only. Well, fee only, that the problem with that is everything on the risk side of the world is fee-based, but everything that's guaranteed is not fee-based. So if somebody says they're a fee-only planner, that means, you know, they won't ever put your money in anything that's guaranteed safe. And to me, that's a problem too. So, you know, we don't limit ourselves. You know, for us, we are only fee-based on the risk side of the world, which is the correct way to be. You don't want people having to sell you stuff or having to only make money when you trade stocks or move money around. But on the guaranteed side of the world, there's no way to charge a fee for those types of products or those types of advice. So that's when you need to be commission-based. So really what you want to do is see how they're being paid, see why they're being paid that, and what's their philosophy, and, you know, how are they helping their clients? And that's really the big thing to be looking for. If somebody, you know, is trying to sell you on the first meeting and trying to get you to sign stuff, you know, there's some people that love to just, you know, shove things at you and say, hey, do this now, you got to take action now, you know, those types of stuff. Anybody who's saying that, you know, then, you know, try to get out of there as fast as you can. And you know, and also look at, you know, I mean, again, if what is the things that show up on those license checks, you know, you want to look at that. And really what you want to see is, you know, what are they providing you? Are they actually just giving you an investment allocation, or are they really doing a real plan? And again, for us here at Heckman Financial, what we do is we sit down and we look, and first and foremost, we develop an income plan. If that advisor is not giving you an income plan, they are not a real financial advisor, just an investment manager. And so what you want to do is first and foremost, have that income plan. How's that money going to grow over time? How are you going to keep getting more income to keep up with inflation? How long is that money going to last? And, you know, first develop that. That then dictates how to invest the money. And that's something we can do for you. If you just pick up the phone today and call, if you're one of the first 10 callers, all you have to do is call or text 408-297-9800. Again, call or text 408-297-9800 or find us online at wealthcreator.com. Wealthcreator.com.
Take control of your financial future. Certified financial planner Eric Heckman invites you to his third Thursday's Lunch and Learn workshops. These monthly educational workshops will help you learn proven strategies to maximize your retirement income and reduce your financial risk. Eric will also answer questions on Social Security, how to survive in a low interest rate environment, year-end tax planning, and more. Join Heckman Financial and Insurance Services for his third Thursday's Lunch and Learn workshop at noon on the third Thursday of every month. A light lunch and parking will be provided. Reservations are required, so call today, 408-297-9800. That's 408-297-9800. For more information, go to wealthcreator.com and click on upcoming events. That's wealthcreator.com. Seats go fast, so call now, 408-297-9800. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. California Insurance License 0E89971. Guarantees and protections provided by insurance products are backed by the financial strength of the issuing insurer.
Welcome back. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer, and I'm here with Eric Heckman. This is Wealth Creator Radio. Today, we've been talking about retirement planning mistakes and how to avoid them, basically, because retirement's, you know, it's supposed to be the best part of your life, and it is the rest of your life, so you want to make sure you avoid these common mistakes. So, Eric, is there any final thoughts you'd like to add for us today?
Well, you know, just kind of recapping them is making sure you first of all, take the time and, you know, do some sort of plan. And then, you know, making sure that you're watching out for the fees that you're paying, really call up and ask those companies. I mean, if you got a variable annuity, you know, we've got actually a nice little brochure we can send you, and it'll tell you like the 42 questions you need to ask about your annuity and really, really find out that information. So, you know, there's a lot of things that you need to do just about being educated about what you've got going. And then, of course, then looking at that plan and saying, okay, how am I going to be when I first retire? How much money can I have? You know, what's my, you know, vacation and my fund budget going to be along with my normal budget? And then once you've developed all that, then you can see how the money is going to last for the rest of your life. And really, then you can kind of take charge of your financial future. But, you know, that's the problem is a lot of people don't spend the time to do that and take charge.
And what I want to do now, Eric, is let's talk about some non-age-based changes that we need to be thinking about when we're headed into retirement.
Yeah, well, I mean, some of these, of course, could be pre-retirement. Most of our show is focused on retirement planning, but obviously, depending on how late and what time of life you had your children, you know, you may be in retirement and sending kids off to college, or often, usually, it's, you know, it's before retirement. But, you know, so when can you take those monies out of the 529 plan? How are you going to plan for that college time frame? So, of course, that's, you know, that's very specific age-wise in terms of when did you have your kids. And, you know, I've got my oldest about to go off to college, so definitely knowing and feeling that pain a lot. So that's one of those things to look at. Obviously, getting married, you know, and lots of times nowadays people are getting remarried and later in life, and that has all sorts of other issues because lots of times there's property and assets already there that weren't typically there when you first got married in the first time. So if that's something that's happening with you, then, you know, to look at. And then obviously the flip side of getting married, getting divorced. And so there's more and more people actually getting divorced later in life and right before retirement. It's gotten to be a kind of more of a bigger phenomenon. So also, if, you know, again, we've been talking about how to avoid these planning mistakes and, you know, things like healthcare investments, other things. You know, how does that fit into your situation? How does it fit into your plan? So really what you want to do is, first and foremost, have that income plan developed for yourself. And that's something we can do here for no cost, no obligation. If you're one of the first 10 callers today, what we do is we sit down with you, we figure out where you're at right now, where you want to go, and then we set up another meeting and we say, okay, here's what you got going. Here's the fees, the costs that you're paying. Here's the course that you're headed on. Is it the where you want to be going? That's where you need to tell us, because we'll tell you where you're headed. And then we can say, here's some suggestions. Here's some things you can change. And then at that point, it's up to you to decide whether or not you'll work with us or do it on your own. But again, all you have to do is, if you want that 5-point plan, that income, investment, tax, healthcare, and legacy plan, all you have to do is pick up the phone, call or text 408-297-9800. Again, call or text 408-297-9800. If you want us to be your financial hero, call or text 408-297-9800. Or you can find us anytime at wealthcreator.com. That's wealthcreator.com. That's all for this week's show. We'll be back next week, same time, same place. Thanks for listening.
Information provided during Wealth Creator Radio is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. California Insurance License 0E89971, IRS Circular 230 Notice. Any tax advice given as part of this presentation is not intended or written to be used and cannot be used by any taxpayer for the purpose of avoiding tax penalties or promoting, marketing, or recommending to another party any matter or transaction addressed herein.